This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy, howdy, ho! It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Free, free, free. Put it on your phone. Take a sitting where you go. Podcast after the program today. It's all up there, so just go get it and enjoy. Welcome to a Wednesday. It's Hump Day. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hi.
How are you?
Well, you know, Shmadil and I had a moment.
Oh, yeah?
Do you guys know that he took 4 years of Spanish in high school?
Really? I had
no idea.
Yeah.
Let's test it out.
3 years. No. I already saw it in action.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's amazing. It was amazing.
Did somebody get in the elevator with you guys something?
Yeah. Wait. Let me tell you.
Well, okay.
Hold on.
All right, I'm waiting on you.
Let me tell you. All right. So, Shmadil, what, 3 years of Spanish? Was it?
It was 1 year in high school and then 3 years in college.
Nice.
Oh,
so it's advanced.
No kidding.
Yeah. So there's a whole process going on here at the Radio Ranch where one of the floors is being cleared out, and they have a ton of workers, very kind, but some of them can't speak English, right? So, but they're still very nice, and they'll say, like, no English, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so so this is a prime time for him to test out his 4 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they aren't supposed to get on the elevators that go up here, and they started to come on the elevators that we were going to go up in. And Shmadil says, no.
What?
Oh.
You said no.
Like this. Yeah. No.
I don't know Spanish. So it's hard for me to repeat that.
I don't believe it's Spanish. I looked at him, I go, is that your Spanish? And he goes, yeah, it took 4 years.
Do your version of it.
No.
Wow. That sounds more like Italian mafia.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It doesn't sound Spanish.
No.
Why the no? They're not supposed to use the elevator?
Right.
No, not that
one.
Yeah, they have to use the service elevator.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it gets all torn up.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't in our meeting.
Oh, he wasn't in the meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You weren't in the meeting.
Well, there are people that ride up with me every day.
Yeah. On Friday, they told us we're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So well, remember, use your Spanish.
No. I got to practice. Oh, yeah, they rode up with me this morning.
Yeah, well, they're not supposed to.
They rode all the way up to the 11th.
No.
Oh, man. I didn't realize I was breaking protocol around
you are.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be a big trouble.
Yeah, because I got in trouble too. Because I'm not supposed to let anybody in the building unless they have their own card.
What today? They
now,
let me.
And I said to our boss, I go, "There's 8 dudes standing there, and I'm not going to let them in."
Yeah, you're just going to walk in, and then close it behind you.
He said, "I don't care. There's been stranger danger here, and you cannot let them in." I go, "They are 8 huge dudes. I'm going to let them in."
And not only that, they're the same people.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
day. It's yeah. the same people. The same yeah. dude comes up with me every day.
Yeah, well, I just got new news for you. No,
no, no, no, no, no. no.
I'm sorry. It was the funniest thing so far. I know you had to be there, but it really made me laugh. 4 years of Spanish.
Four years, man.
It really paid off.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah. yeah, saved your job with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jamie's.
Yep. So we're fine now. Attaboy. Oh, God, what a day.
Right, did you get snow yesterday?
I did.
Did
yeah,
you?
I had to, yeah. Oh, my God.
We hardly got anything in my house.
That's why I have these boots on.
Oh, yeah?
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I brought different shoes, yeah. but I wore these because I was like, I'm not going to ruin the good shoes.
You're yeah. ready for anything.
I'm ready for anything.
Well, I noticed when I left the house this morning that there was no, I mean, everything was dry. The sidewalks, streets, everything. I get over here and everything's soaking wet.
Yeah. 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 I had
so
snow.
We didn't get hardly anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I know.
I guess it's off and on all week long.
I know. And yeah. then now they, freaking Fox 31 said what you guys said. Like, is the game going to be played on Friday? We'll
yeah.
see.
Well, here's the report this morning. Okay. Opening day is Friday. Coors Field, Rockies back, first game of the season. And they're saying the game will start dry. But after the first couple of innings, snow moves in.
Oh, I'll be done by then
so,
anyway.
So, there you go. I think a lot of people will.
Yeah, right?
You know?
It's kind of perfect.
So, but at least, here's the deal. At least the game will get started.
Yeah, that's
so
all we
care
about.
That's all that yeah. you care about.
We want the flyover. Yeah. We want the pageantry.
Right.
And then we're out of here and back to the bars.
We don't want the snow to start at 11 o'clock and it being canceled and everybody downtown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want at least the first pick
so
out there.
That's pretty good. So. I like that forecast.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She's saying that the game will get started. But you're going to have snow during the game, so dress appropriately.
Okay, got it.
Opening day coming up on Friday. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We have the free tickets to give away. We're going to do that at 7:20, 7:30, somewhere along there. Stand by for your chance to win. Just getting started. It's a Wednesday here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
The Fray, 7:20.
I want to hear some enthusiasm. The Fray.
The Fray. Well, it's hard for me to get enthusiastic.
I know.
I'm going through a transition period right now. You know that, right?
Yes.
Right, first, let me mention this. A lot of people waking up shocked this morning that Val Kilmer died.
Yeah.
65 years old, passed away yesterday. We'll get into that with Tabloid Trash coming up just a little bit later. But I was a little shocked by that.
Completely shocked.
Really? I wasn't because I saw the documentary, I think during COVID. I watched it, and it was pretty bad.
I guess I was shocked to hear it this morning, but I'm not shocked that he's passed away, period, because the guy's gone through a lot. And the last time I saw pictures of him, he looked so damn frail. Yeah. He was really in bad shape. All right, we'll get to that a little bit later on.
Also, just let me add, if you hear this, I don't know if you guys can hear it. Hold on. Yeah, well, the fire alarm's going on.
Yeah. So, I don't get it.
I mean,
here's the thing with the fire alarm here. We don't know when it's real.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a drill or not, actually someone did something.
I feel like we're toast.
I know.
We're toast.
We didn't get a memo that they'd be testing it or anything, so I don't know what's going on.
I mean, are we supposed to, Jimmy and I are talking off air, like, are we supposed to just walk away right now?
I don't know.
The alarms are going off. We don't know if there are fire vehicles on the other side of the building.
Exactly.
We have no idea.
It's really weird.
It is bizarre.
And it's a little unsettling, I'm not going to lie.
I agree with you.
I just don't like that sound and the flashing strobes and everything.
We're on the 11th floor.
I know.
If there's a fire, it's probably below us. Yeah. I don't know if you realize this, but it all moves up.
Yeah.
And we're stuck up here.
Yeah, so it's just...
It's really weird.
It makes me uncomfortable. But anyway, go ahead.
I feel that's a lawsuit of some type.
Well, stress for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, pain and suffering.
I'm suffering.
I know.
Man, speaking of suffering.
Oh, God.
Let's go through
BJ.
That was
don't
a good seg.
Don't say it like that.
I have to seg. It's called radio.
Okay. All right, fine.
So maybe I meant it. Maybe I did.
All right.
Okay.
You'll never know.
Speaking of suffering. So yesterday was day one. Let me explain. My wife is now working out of the house. Yesterday was day one. When she was outside of the house, my days were filled with joy. And peace. Okay?
Yeah, she's staying
because
at home now.
It was just me and the dogs and Grandpa Gus in the basement.
Yeah.
Okay? And he never comes up the stairs. He can't make it. All right, so it's very peaceful.
Not good.
Well, he'll be all right. Okay. He'll be all right. I check on him every day or two. All right, listen, listen. So yesterday was day one. She's at home. Here's the routine, okay?
Okay.
I leave here. I go straight home. I get home, feed the dogs. First thing I do. I do that every day. So everything looks good now. I sit down. Within 20 minutes, she comes out of her office.
Oh, God. Really?
Can you run over to Snarf's and pick up a sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
You're built in Grubhub.
Yeah, you are.
I'm like, what? what?
No, you went like this. Okay, sure.
No, first I did. First I said, well, what'd you say now? Because it's out of the norm, okay, for me.
Well, yeah, because she's never there.
Right. So she goes, can you go to Snarf's? I said, well, don't they deliver? I did. I came back. That was my comeback, all right? Don't they deliver? She said, yeah, but it's cheaper if you pick it up.
Right.
She's correct.
And okay. What were you doing? You weren't doing anything. That would kind of tick me off if you said, don't they deliver? Like, get your fat ass up and get me a Snarf.
So I go to Snarf's. I get the vehicle and I go over to Snarf's. And I get over there and the line's long and I have to wait a little bit. All right. So anyway, I come back home. I get back home and I'm going to take a nap, Jamie.
Right.
I decided I'm going to take a nap. No. I got to make sure that some of the stuff is cleaned up on the patio because it's supposed to snow yesterday, right?
Wait, but haven't you guys had that stuff out there the whole time when it snowed?
Yes. Yeah. Why yesterday? We're in April.
Right?
It snowed in January.
Yeah.
And that stuff was there. So I got to go out and pick up the patio now, right? Just because we don't want it to get snowed on, which it's been snowed on all winter, right? And then 2:30 comes around in the afternoon, and it's like, you have to go pick up Frog. I said, what? You got to go pick up Frog.
So have you had a nap at this point?
No.
No.
No, no, no. Nothing.
No.
They have mother and son pottery at 4.
Oh. Well,
so I have to hurry.
But that's a nice break for you.
Yeah.
That'll be nap time.
Yeah. But, well, 4 is too late for a nap.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because I go to bed.
There's rules.
Well, yeah, you don't want to take a nap, 2 hours before you go to bed.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm disheveled. Very disheveled today.
And did you guys have Snarf's together?
No, I didn't get a Snarf.
Oh, you didn't get?
No. I don't really care for Snarf.
Oh, so you had lunch separately on your first day?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You don't know?
No, I mean, she had her Snarf sandwich. She's in her office.
Oh, you didn't eat at the table together?
No. I just picked up a sandwich,
okay.
Took it to her office, dropped it on the desk, and left.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought. She didn't interrupt you a lot.
What every loving couple does.
I mean, but there was only one interruption.
Well, two.
Two?
Two. Snarfs and the kid.
Yeah, so that wasn't bad. Two. Wait till today.
Wasn't bad when you're used to none. Two's a lot.
And no nap.
Two's a lot with no nap.
Yeah.
Man, it's changed. It is changed.
How do you feel like it's going to go?
I don't know.
I feel like it's going to amp up.
Every day
is just going to get busier and busier.
I think she's going to have lists.
Yeah. I don't know what's to come. I just know I don't like it.
So, is the TV within earshot for her?
Yeah, I got to turn it down.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even turn it down. I have to wear headphones.
Yeah.
We have those TV headphones that you just plug in.
Oh, you plug in? You don't pair it?
Yeah, it pairs, but it plugs in the charger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You plug it into the TV and it pairs on its own.
Where does it plug into the TV? That's funny.
The base where you charge it plugs into an auxiliary on the TV.
Wow.
And then you just put on the headphones and you get the audio from the TV.
Yeah.
So I got to wear those during the day, too. Yeah.
I can see
they're
BJ
a little uncomfortable.
With the old-fashioned kind plugged into the TV with one ear in.
The size of these. I got big clunkers. Well,
you can pair your Apples. You can pair all those.
Oh, yeah.
With Bluetooth.
You can do that. Yeah. I could use my other, Sonys. Not Sonys, but the Apples.
Yeah, all of them.
All that stuff. Yeah. I just haven't gotten around to it because I'm so out of, out of my space right now. So it's going to take me a while to figure out how to perfect this.
Plus, that'll be great because then you won't be able to hear her when she's bitching at you.
Yeah, that is an upside.
Yeah.
That is an upside. I wish I'd had him on when the Snarf's came up.
Oh, God. This is not good. You're going to be a grumpy man. grumpy man. I mean, I just don't see how that, because I can just see you getting on her nerves and her getting on your nerves.
Yeah.
Because you guys are going to be around each other all day and all night.
Yeah, but here's the thing, too. You know, you and I mentioned yesterday that I don't think I could work out of the house because I would get so bored. I think I already kind of picked up on that yesterday with her.
Oh, you did?
I did, because she took a lot of breaks of getting up to stretch and move around. And that's day one.
Yeah.
That's day one. I got a feeling you get about 6 months into this thing that you're gonna kind of want to be around other people.
Yeah.
That's the part that I would miss.
I would miss that. I'd miss Valentine's Day, not getting my roses in front of all my friends.
Yeah.
I'm miss all my friends.
Yeah, well, she's in the room right here. I'm not getting any stinking roses.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's no showcasing at that point.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, there's a waste.
All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. And Val Kilmer, dead at 65. It's next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, as BJ mentioned, Val Kilmer, star of Tombstone, Top Gun, The Doors, he passed away. Can you turn that down? At 65 years old. Val Kilmer, who played Bruce Wayne in Batman Forever, channeled Jim Morrison in Oliver Stone's The Doors, and starred as Doc Hollywood and Tombstone. But see, they named those three first. But I remember him as, was it Ice on Top Gun? Was that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iceman.
Yeah, because he was so damn sexy in Top Gun.
Yeah.
Oh, and he and Tom Cruise together.
Man, he was good.
He was good.
Great actor.
And he had like a toothpick or either gum or something in the locker room at Top Gun. He's like, yeah.
I watched that Doc Holliday scene this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
He passed away from pneumonia. He had battled throat cancer for several years. He was 65. It was really sad. I watched the documentary during the pandemic, and it's sad because, I mean, he goes to some of these fan things, whatever those, you know, Comic-Con or whatever those, he goes to some of those sometimes, and they watch all his old stuff, and he's in a wheelchair, and he can't talk, and it's just really sad.
Now, I didn't see that, but they say that in his life, he was an extreme perfectionist.
Right, he was.
Is that the way it came across?
He had,
that?
Like, ADHD about
it. Oh, they say that the guy, I mean, when he was on a set, everybody had to be perfect, man. That he was very demanding. Not being an a-hole, it was just that was his nature. Everything had to be perfect.
Right, and he beat himself up a lot, like when he wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
But he was, they said that he was super lonely the last 20 years of his life, despite the fact that he was a huge playboy. He dated all these, like, what was it, Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Cher said that he was the only person that ever broke up with her. He also, I forgot, there was a...
Cindy Crawford.
There was a buttload of them, Daryl Hannah. He said he married just one girl. Her name was Joanne Wally, I guess. And he said, I've found that women are infinitely more interesting than men. We're big oafs, we're big elephants, and they are butterflies. He says that... you know, he loved women, and they loved him back, if you know what I mean. Hey. But he said he hadn't had a girlfriend in the last 20 years of his life and felt very lonely every single day.
I know the last pictures I saw of him, that he looked really weak, frail. And so when you're in that condition, pneumonia, it's a killer.
Yeah, so that's just sad.
It is sad.
Here's a couple of scenes. You were talking about Doc Holliday. Is that the one you just watched?
Doc Holliday. It's one of my favorites.
All right, it's on number two.
Number two.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holliday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Then he shot him.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, shot Johnny Ringo.
Blew
him away. What? That was years ago, Jamie. I'm not a spoiler.
Spoiler alert, everyone.
He shot Johnny Ringo, folks.
Maybe a lot of people are going to go and find his old movies today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, Johnny Ringo, he showed up. And let me explain the scene.
Oh, sure.
He showed up thinking that Wyatt Earp was going to be there because he felt like he could beat him in a gunfight. But he was fear. He was in fear of Doc Holliday, which is Val Kilmer, by the way. So Doc shows up instead and shoots him.
I think I've been to the mailbox at Wyatt Earp. Would that be right?
What? You've been to his mailbox?
No, I feel like there's a... I feel like there's...
Back up.
I feel like by Lake Havasu, there's a little town called Wyatt Earp.
And that's a mailbox?
And they have a
post
office.
He's got a mailbox?
I think. I don't know.
It's close enough.
Is there a town called Wyatt Earp? Anybody? Anybody know? Anybody? There's like out in Arizona, California, something. What do you got there, Spadell? Spadell's got something.
There's a town of Earp in California. It's in San Bernardino.
It's called Earp?
Yeah. It was named after the legendary lawman, Wyatt Earp.
And it's actually Wyatt Earp is the post office. It says Wyatt Earp.
And it's bordering Arizona.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
I remember seeing a post office that says Wyatt Earp. Not even kidding.
She's right.
Yeah.
And it says Wyatt Earp, San Bernardino, California.
This is not about Wyatt Earp. This is about Doc Holliday.
I know, but I'm
and
just...
that was Val Kilmer.
But isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That I've been to the mailbox there, post office? Yeah, I sure have. All right, anyway. Here's another scene from Val Kilmer, again, passed away at age 65. It's from Top Gun.
You guys really are cowboys.
What's your problem, Kazansky?
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Nice. Man, I am dangerous.
You know, he just had a look. He was Hollywood.
Yeah, he was chiseled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just had that look.
Chiseled. You know, until the end, obviously. Less than 2 months before his death, Kilmer published what would be his final social media post on February 23rd, which was not too long ago. He uploaded a haunting footage of himself hanging out in a padded room with the artist, musician David Cho, which was originally filmed and posted by Cho in 2021. But just this last February, he reposted it. Here it is.
I'm ready.
You're ready.
Yes, I have an answer for us. It's been a while.
Oh, you look great.
He put on the Batman suit.
Oh, he did?
Or just the head.
I didn't see the post.
Yeah, so.
It's sad.
It is sad.
Sad story
it's
this morning.
Sad. Morgan Wallen. Man, this thing went all over the... I feel like I've been in a big circle about this whole thing. So yesterday it was said by his people, listen, Morgan didn't even know. He just walked off. Everything's good. There were no problems at all. Everything's fine. He did what he did. There was no ill will. But then today, Page Six comes out with a whole thing saying he refused to do a skit and there was a lot of tension on the set.
And it was a skit specifically written for him.
Yeah.
And he turned it down.
Exactly. So instead, Joe Jonas in the final hour appeared in the last minute in the musical sketch. And so they said he refused to be part of it. They said he was hard to work with. He didn't want to be there, and that's why he left.
You know, and from the very beginning, I and our boss, when he came here the other day, we both were on the side of that it was just, he just exited. He didn't realize what he was doing. There's no harm, no animosity or whatever. It appears there was.
Exactly.
It appears that Morgan Wallen did not like those people, and they didn't like him.
They said that Wallen, quote, end quote, was not super friendly on set.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah. And they really had hoped that he was going to do some pre-taping and, you know, but they didn't do anything.
I'll bet he's a real jerk when he's drunk.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, we know that he is.
You know? Yeah. We know about the chair. Okay.
Well, we also know about the porch.
What porch?
Yeah.
The racial comments he made on the porch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We do know that.
Yeah, that was bad.
Well, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
How'd I forget that?
I can't believe he was forgiven, to be honest with you.
Neither
can
I.
Yeah, just all went away.
I mean, that is just horrible, what he said.
I don't think he's a good person.
Yeah, he might not be.
Yeah. He doesn't belong in God's country.
Wasn't he on American Idol? Was it him?
It was The Voice.
Oh, The Voice?
I believe
okay.
It was The Voice.
Yeah. I didn't know this. Who's the guy that, please? Stay.
Benson Boone.
Yeah, he was on one of those shows, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Do you know there's a mailbox in Wyatt Earp country?
I've been there. I'm glad you asked about it. You know, you could have your mail stamped with the word Wyatt Earp right on it.
I had pictured, when you said that, I had pictured like just a mailbox.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With Wyatt Earp on it.
Post office.
And I'm like, where'd you see a mailbox with Wyatt Earp on it?
Post office. Yeah. Out there in the desert, in the middle of nowhere. Right by Lake Havasu, I tell you.
I got you, right there.
And I took a picture in front of it. What am I going to do with that picture? I have no idea. That's just me.
I didn't find the mailbox in Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp.
Okay, sorry. I'm done.
Over
it. Hey, how's it going at home?
We'll take a break. We have freight tickets coming up. 7:20.
Nice.
If you want to win. It's up to you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.